The following broadcast is a presentation of the Mountford Free Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois. Join us Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. or visit us on the web at decaturfmc.org.
Because it's stuck in my head all the time. In the 1980s, the song was called "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Do you guys remember that song? If not, guess what? I have a treat for you. That is going to stick in your head all day now, too. I think we have a video for it that even has the words to it. We probably won't play all of it because it'll drive us nuts after a while. But here's the song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." If you know it, you could even whistle along. Now you guys know it, It just sticks in your head, doesn't it? Now, there's even words. If you want to sing along, feel free to. This could be like a karaoke time.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Now, by the way, I did not spell this.
Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry.
If someone's going to take my bed, I'm probably going to worry.
Be happy.
I don't know about you.
The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry.
Be happy.
Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry.
All right, I think you have enough of that, right? But you remember that song? I saw many of you guys. You were whistling to it. You were singing along to it. But this song, it was catchy. And one thing that it would do, because it would somewhat get stuck in your head, you would go through life in that day. And you would have it through your head, and then you go through trials and troubles, and it just reminds you, don't worry, be happy. And so it's a simple message, but let me tell you, it's a message that each and every one of us needs to hear. Don't worry, be happy. Throughout this month, we've been looking at how do we face struggles in our life. And we've been going through that the last couple of weeks. This week, we're going to look at anxiety, stress. Let's face it. I think we can be real with one another. It's something that all of us struggle with every now and then. It's something that some of us struggle with all the time. But there's always times when we are anxious. I was actually talking to Tiffany about this, I think, last night. And she was like, you know, you're never anxious. And she said, but until you watch sports. Now, I have to say, growing up in Chicago, I'm a Chicago fan. There's a lot of anxiety that comes with watching Chicago sports sometimes. All of us are anxious in one way or another. Do you know that the doctors say that stress is the number one source that destroys our body. Stress affects our whole body, from our mind all the way down to our feet. Here are a few facts that the doctor says on stress. 43% of all adults suffer adverse health effects from stress sometime in their life. 75% to 90% of all doctor's office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints. Stress can play a part in problems such as headaches, high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, skin conditions, asthma, arthritis, depression, and of course, anxiety. Again, it's something that we all face. Now, I think if we're real with one another, some of us, during this message, will probably sit there thinking about the things that you have to do today or this week, preparing for Thanksgiving, and you're stressing yourself out. So there's a story I have looked at thousands of times. I've even preached on this story probably like 6 months ago. It's a very common story in Scripture. But there is one thing that I have never seen in this story before I saw it this week. It's the story of Mary and Martha. If you don't know it, you could turn to it. Luke chapter 10, 38 through 42. Mary and Martha bringing Jesus over to their home for dinner. Now, usually in our household, we love having people over for dinner, but usually there's, because of the three kids and the mess that they make, there's some sort of stress involved hours before guests come over. You guys know how that is, right? Maybe if you have things, you like try to throw them in a closet or underneath your bed just to think like your house looks nice, but just don't open that closet. You know how it is. And this is what Martha was feeling. She was feeling the stress of when Jesus was coming into her home. Mary, however, was excited and wanted to be at Jesus' feet. And so while Mary was at Jesus' feet, and while Martha was over here getting everything ready, she got frustrated. And she even turned to Jesus and said, "Jesus, will you tell Mary to get up and help me?" And then there's verse 41 that Jesus said that I've read it many times, but I never completely grasped it. This is what he said. He said to Martha, "Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only a few are needed. Mary has chosen what is better." Now, always, we've always looked at or heard the story and thought to ourselves, "Oh, Martha, 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 right? How dare you that trying to get all the house ready and not at the feet of Jesus?" But the truth is, many of us would do that same thing. And so we look at Martha and we think, well, your fault here, Martha, was your busyness. Or your fault is, that you are too busy preparing everything and not at Jesus' feet. But Jesus actually highlighted, and I never got this until now, he highlighted her problem. It wasn't the hospitality. It wasn't the busyness. What was it? Her worry, her anxiety. He said, "You are worried and upset about many things." And this is what Jesus confronted her on. Martha, why are you so worried? What are you so anxious about? Because the truth is, Martha, if you're like your sister, and if you would just be at my feet, then guess what? My peace would be over you. Martha, why are you worrying so much about these little things and you're forgetting about the present, what's right in front of you, that I'm right here? And it just dawned on me, how often do we do that in our life? That we get so anxious about things that it just passes us by. That we can't even enjoy it. Stop and enjoy what is right there in front of us because we're so worried about the little things around us. You know what I'm saying? We all struggle with that every now and then. Where Jesus is saying to Martha and Jesus is saying to us today, just slow down. Don't worry about these things. If you want, let's all cook it together. It'll get done. But just enjoy my presence. And so often, even in church, we walk through the doors and we come to church and we're so worried about how our appearance might be, or what people might think about us, or what might be going on in that day, and we forget to just be present with God. Right? I think Jesus has a message for you today. Don't worry, be happy. So often, our anxiety, our stress, is a form of not trusting. Now, I know that when I was in college, I had this car that I did not trust. And let me tell you, it made me very anxious. That I did not trust that when I would get in my car and drive to another location, that A, it would get me there, or B, if I would turn it off, I didn't trust that it would start up again to get me back. It allowed me to become anxious. It was stressful. So anxiety can be the lack of trust. So instead of being anxious this morning, instead of being anxious this week, when family's coming over, you're going over to family, maybe traveling, some of you guys might be traveling on the road. If you're like me, and if you hit traffic, that's stressful. Instead of being anxious, here are some things that you can do. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. We're going to start in read verses 6 and 7. Now, this is a very common verse. I want you to understand before we read it, who's writing this? The Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the church of Philippi, and he's writing this letter while he is being persecuted, chained up in jail for preaching the word of God. This is where he's at, and this is when Paul writes this letter. So you have to realize where he's at to help you completely understand where he's coming from, but how he can say this even in the midst of the trials that's coming his way even now. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. We'll read it in bits and pieces. Do not be anxious about anything. Just in case if you missed it, let me say it again. Do not be anxious about anything. Nothing. Do not be anxious. This is a direct statement from the Word of God telling us that we should not be anxious. Now, just a little bit. That's not what his word says. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Nothing in your life should cause you the anxiety or the stress. And then it says, but in every situation. Now here it starts with the word but, and this is a big word because after it, it tells us things that we can do to help us to not be anxious. Are you ready to hear what you can do to help you not be anxious this morning? But in every situation, by prayer and petition. Well, there's the first thing. The first thing that we can do instead of being anxious is we should pray, right? Easy enough. What it's saying and what Jesus is saying to Martha is it's saying, instead of being anxious, come at my feet. Instead of being anxious, come before me. I want to carry it. Why should we do that? Well, when we come at the feet of Jesus, as I said before, it brings us peace. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition. So the first thing, pray. What's the second thing? With thanksgiving. So this goes along with what we're doing this week, right? We're stopping to be thankful. So with thanksgiving, another form of allowing the anxiousness and the stress to go away is to stop and to be thankful. To think about the things that you are thankful for. To think about the things that are surrounding you. With Mary and Martha, if Martha, instead of being worried about everything else over here, if she was just present with Jesus and being thankful for his presence and at his feet, I'm sure there wouldn't be too much anxiety going on with her. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. He wants to hear him. And this is what happens. This is what happens when we fill our anxiety with prayer and with thanksgiving. This is what happens. And the peace of God. Now, peace, there's the opposite of anxiety, right? Or of stress, is peace. When all of this happens, when we are anxious and we come before God with our prayers, with our thanksgiving, then he flips it around and he surrounds us with his peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which means, we've talked about this before, which means it doesn't make sense that you should be peaceful during that time. It doesn't make sense that Paul himself should be writing these words while he is being beaten and chained for something he did not deserve to be beaten and chained for. It didn't make sense for him to have peace. But he has peace. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, which means it will protect you. It will cover you. It will guard you. So what are you anxious for? Our family this week, we're traveling up to Wisconsin to be with some other family. And that by itself can bring some stress. Because you have three kids and you have to pack all of them for pretty much that's all almost on my wife who has to do all of it. Have to pack the car. You have to pray that the kids are okay while you're on the road. You have to hope that there's no traffic and you could get there safely. And then once you're there, then you have all the family drama to deal with. There's stress that can come with that. Hopefully you don't have any of that. But for many, there's stress with that. Of how to deal with that. And I hope that you can hear these words today. Don't worry, be happy. Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Psalm 9, 9 through 10. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Even in the midst of what this says, being oppressed and of trouble, we still trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your might and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path straight. So what are you anxious about today? What are things in your life that give you the most stress? This is what I want to read to you as we close. It's from 1 Peter 5:7. And I want you to turn with me to it. Because it's a very powerful verse. And it's a verse that many of us need to hear and need to hear it today. It's a verse that I want you to turn to it because you might need to highlight it or underline it. You might need to memorize it. And this is what it says. Cast all your anxiety on him. Why? Because he cares for you. It's that simple. Give him all of your anxiety, all of your stress. Jesus is saying, give it to me. I want it. Why? Because I love you that much. Because I don't want you to carry that burden. I don't want you to carry that stress. I want you to give it to me. And I want to fill you with your peace. So let's read that together. 1 Peter 5:7. Let's read it together. Cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That simple. A verse for you to memorize. He wants it. Jesus is at your house saying, stop worrying about everything else. Stop worrying about the day-to-day routines. Stop worrying about all your troubles and trials. And give it to me. Come at my feet. Lay it all out there. I want it. I want to take it from you. And so you don't have to do this alone. The words of Jesus says this. This is what Jesus tells us. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The words of Jesus. Asking us to come to him. with our struggles, with our anxiety. So how do we get rid of anxiousness? Pray. Be thankful. And come before his feet and receive his peace, which he will give you even in the midst of times when it doesn't make sense. That's his promise. So what are you anxious about? What are things going on in your life that are just weighing heavy on you? I want you to know this morning that the altar is open if you just need to come and just be at the feet of Jesus. If you need to just stop worrying about these things and just reflect and be at his feet and give it to him, the altars are open if you need to come. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Let's pray. As the band comes forward, Jesus, thank you for caring for us. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you are a God that wants to take our anxiety and our stress. That you are a God who wants to carry that instead of us. So Lord, may we come to you. May we come before your throne. May you help us to not be anxious, but to give it to you. And may we know your love and your care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we sing this closing song, it's a song talking about running into the arms of Jesus. Again, the altars are open if you just need to come forward and lay your anxieties before him. Will you stand with us as we worship?